Welcome back, Catholic Connection. 16 minutes past the hour. Always an honor to speak with our good friend, Father Mitch Pacwa, theologian, author, scripture scholar, and, of course, EWTN host, EWTN Live, every Wednesday evening. And I had the honor and the privilege of being with Father last night via Skype, along with Dr. Ray Grundy, who was on the phone, and our VP and General Manager, Mike Jones, from Ave Maria Radio, our very own Doug Keck, our Chief Operating Officer, and, of course, our program head, Tom Price, who were all in studio with Father Mitch. Father Mitch, thanks for allowing me to be on. That was really very meaningful, moving, I think, not just for those of us who took part, but I think for the audience as well.
Yeah, well, it was such a delight to be with, you know, all the people that were on, you and Doug and every buddy, Mike. I don't know Mike as well, Mike Jones, CEO.
Right.
As well, but it was great to spend some time with him and to do the show about someone as truly wonderful as Al Cresta. Al is just one of those truly great pioneers in our media, so it was a delight for me.
I thought it was beautifully done in terms of a lot of the B-roll that they had, as we say in the business, and the pictures of Al in the studio and pictures of various staff members and some video of him on the journey home and that you played. And I just thought it was beautiful. So thank you for doing that. And it's something I think that all of us can go back and watch. So we can find it where, Father, to go back and watch the rerun?
Yeah, if you go to our website, EWTN.com, you can go there and find the archive program, and anybody can download for free the EWTN app. It's a free app. Access to all the programming is free. And you'll see the options for live TV. You can watch EWTN live on your phone. Live radio, you can listen to EWTN when you're driving. Don't watch TV while you're driving.
Good advice.
And, yeah, good. Yeah, see. And then you can also see the archived programs on there. And that is also worth being able to do.
All right, great. So I know this morning you wanted to talk about the elections, but you're very concerned with the crime that we're seeing in the country. So what would you like to focus on today, Father, with that?
Well, there are a number of things here with the crime issue. I myself have been shot at. It's a very unpleasant experience.
Mm.
I don't recommend it to anybody. Mugged, a couple times, knife point and such. And I've also had friends and relatives who were killed. I'm no stranger to the crime. And I have a very strong sense of how wicked this is. The criminals who did that, they have a couple who allegedly have committed the rape and murder, molesting a 12-year-old girl for 2 hours and then killing her. This is outrageous, and that they would even think that she's fair game is something outrageous, so that they look upon any female, girl or woman, as fair game. And this is going on all over the country because, I heard on one news report that crime has gone down in Venezuela because they've been letting their criminals come to our border where there is not this kind of checking on individuals. And you add to the problem that, among the many things that Mr. George Soros has done with the $32 billion that he has donated to his free society organization, among them are 75 district attorneys who have been put into office and are being, I watched Mr. Gascon in Los Angeles, DA over there, say that, look, it doesn't, you know, we've tried arresting and putting in jail and it doesn't work. Let's try something new, such as letting them out. Well, that hasn't helped the situation. And it came precisely at a time when thugs from the Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all, whatever their chains are, these folks went and attacked the police, both ideologically and sometimes physically, after the George Floyd riots, where more black people were killed than George than George Floyd. Mm-hmm. I mean, this led to horrible deaths and destruction of property for African Americans, supposedly in their name. This was nuts. Nuts. And people then voted in DAs, mostly by party line, without paying attention to the policies. And these 75 DAs are scattered throughout the country, and it is a cheap way to use money to get candidates in that will change the social structure of the nation. Now, what is the antidote? The antidote has to be citizens paying close attention to local elections. Typically, all of our attention is on things like tonight, and it's an important event tonight of a presidential debate. That is an important situation. We should pay close attention to it. 55% of people polled say this is going to have a big, extremely important impact on how they vote. 45% have their minds made up. 55% are looking at the candidates debate each other tonight. And we'll talk about that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, well, as important as that is, also, we must pay close attention to the candidates for judgeships,
yep,
for district attorneys,
yep,
city councils, education boards. These are where folks are changing the culture one
very
way
true.
Or
yep.
the other.
Mm-hmm.
And those are probably the most important changes.
Well, Father, yeah. people get their way into the government this way. I mean, I've always said it, you know, it's really important to see who's running for dog catcher in your community, because once they get office and they move into different areas, and especially, you know, what's happened in the education system with school boards and whatnot. But you mentioned that people have to pay attention, and this is what drives me nuts. They don't pay attention. I'm not necessarily talking about our audience, because they're listening to Catholic radio. They have a vested interest in what goes on with laws, especially when it comes to church teaching and the life issues. But we don't have enough people paying attention and doing their homework in these elections.
And here's something I want to suggest about that, that we've been doing here in Birmingham. A very close friend of mine, Bishop James Lowe, he's pastor of a large congregation here in Irondale.
Father, hold that thought, because I want to make sure you get that full information about the pastor in, and we're coming up against a satellite break. Sorry about that. 25 minutes past the hour, almost 26 minutes past the hour. Continue our discussion on the importance, especially of local elections. And it's our Catholic duty. The Church is very clear that we have to be educated voters and make sure we are involved. More with Father Mitch Pacwa when we come back. Don't forget to tune in later on today to Open Line, Thursday Open Line with Father Brian Milady. And, of course, you'll hear it on EWTN Radio. You also hear, of course, Father Mitch Pacwa and see him on TV. And you hear him every Thursday with Cultural Connections. Okay, Father, before we were somewhat rudely interrupted by the satellite break, as we say in broadcasting, you were talking
those
about something happening.
They're like kids. They
I know,
don't
right?
Listen.
They don't listen. So
satellites are meant to be seen and not heard.
Absolutely. So the person you were talking about in your local community of Birmingham, you mentioned the pastor that you wanted to talk yeah. about in terms of activities.
Through one of the mutual friends here in Birmingham, in Irondale, he and I met a few years ago, and along with a number of other pastors, and one of the interesting things about Pastor Bishop Lowe is that he is one of the survivors of the bombing of the 16th Street Baptist Church by the Ku Klux Klan back in the early 60s. And what he and other pastors and I did is get together, and at one of, we used his church because it was so large, but we had fora in which we invited the candidates for the judgeships to come and meet. We others organized meetings with the district attorney. We organized pastors' Skype phone calls to discuss with the DA what his policies are and posted that so that people could see it. And the reason I mention these things, and we also go to, he and I both sit next to each other at the city council meeting. We don't say a whole lot, but we're there to talk about, to listen to what's going on and, let everybody get heard. It's not so much partisan, it's just often personalities. We want people to be heard and understood and participate in the city council. These are the kinds of things that I would invite lay people in your audience to get together with their pastors, whether they're Catholic priests, ministers, rabbis, or imams, or other religious leaders, to organize fora. There are going to be times when the candidates meet, and we found that it was the parties would have their dinners, and it turns out that some of these guys were pocketing money. They were making the candidates pay to come to a dinner, and then they would highlight them, or else you get nothing. As a Chicagoan, it sounded, well, politics as usual. When we offered to have a forum for the judges, and they didn't have to pay anything, they just got to present for a few minutes why I should be the judge. And we had both parties, and that didn't matter. Just invite people to come and say, these are my qualifications as a lawyer. These are my values. We ask the question, is your pastor or rabbi's or imam's phone number in your phone index, where you can just do a fast call? How often do you go to church or synagogue? What impact does religion have on you? We asked those questions, and they were happy to answer them and to see what their values are. And they're at, if it's a family court, what is your attitude towards family? How are you going to protect spouses or children who are being abused? How do you decide where children go in child custody cases? All those things should be asked of these people, because you and I are much more likely to come before a judge than we are before the president or the governor.
Very good point.
And the DA. Yeah. And that can be either as a defendant or someone who's a plaintiff. So you should know that's the reality. The sheriff, what is his value? What are his values? or her values. You know, find out what the sheriff is up to. These are very important issues.
Absolutely.
And so that sort of thing. Now, I'd just like to say something about tonight.
Okay.
Folks on the different political sides are going to look for President Biden to have, you know, a mental freeze or a stumble. They're going to look for Trump to blow his top and show temper and be rude. And this is what they're going to look to for winning points on either side. I would propose that we pay attention to what they're going to do to protect the border, to take care of the economy, to deal with international issues, since there's so much tension right now that wars are more feasible. And what are they going to do in terms of international trade? These are the issues that are more important than President Biden's forgetfulness or President Trump's temper. Pay attention to that. Secondly, we have to pay close attention. I don't like it that CNN is doing this.
I was just going to say that. I don't trust them.
It's well, you know, Jake Tapper has called former President Trump Hitler, and when he lost the election, he said the nightmare is over. He considers him a nightmare and Hitler. I would have preferred that they got perhaps BBC America or Reuters or something. I mean, everybody has their, you know, attitude and things, but I would look for someone who isn't calling one of the candidates Hitler.
Right.
I wouldn't, just like I would not, I'd be absolutely opposed to someone like Sean Hannity,
right,
at, you know, being the debate host. That would be wrong. You know, he's a strongly opinionated man, and which is fine, but not for hosting it. I've been,
but so is Jake Tapper, as you just said, the name calling and everything else. And just the other day, there's a clip out there that shows, I think this is over the weekend, one of the PR people from the Trump campaign was on with CNN, a female host, and she started to talk about some of the statements that Tapper has made against Trump, as you just said.
And they cut her off.
And they cut her off. No, we're not going to talk about that. You're not going to attack my colleague. So there's no conversation about the reality of the situation. I agree with you about Sean Hannity, but I also agree that I don't think Tapper is the
Tapper
right person for the job either.
I don't want either one of those kind of people who have antagonism, such strongly voiced antagonism toward one of the candidates, to host it. That's not a debate. I've been in religious debates where the moderator took sides of my opponent and ended up speaking more than my opponent or than I spoke.
So we have to look for the reality of the facts, and that's important. I don't know if we're going to see that tonight, though, because of who's hosting it, as you so wisely said. Father, thank you so much for all you do and your great programming on radio and TV, and again for the invitation last night to be on your program to talk about Al Cresta. More Catholic Connection coming your way on a Thursday. Stay tuned.